Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sideways with Shels and Maddie M. Every week we come to you, listen what we say. We know that life is crazy, it's a challenge every day. So sit back, relax, listen, know that we are here too. Shels and Maddie M, this is their podcast too. Sideways, yeah, yeah, hi, I'm Shels. Was your ginger girl, knit your eyebrows. Let me kiss, that's my focus. Gotta grind, no hocus pocus. Music industry is real to me, even though I don't drink Hennessy, but I smoke the green and drink caffeine, and loyalty is everything. Chasing dreams, they chasing clouds. Hold up, that's not what I'm about. Got a cancer diagnosis, and I'm watching me do the prognosis, so I can push it, as should you. Take some time to listen a few. Sideways with Shels and Maddie M. Thought you knew. Maddie M, he's straight T. He's been a long time in the industry. He's throwing weights while he open gates. The music, he doesn't hesitate. Current events, things that make sense. News and special guidance. Sit back, listen, we're coming in. GMG is real to me. Breadheads is the progress. Cool boy, pop lock king. OG Mac drama, Brick Squad Mafia 1017. Prophet 1017. Yankee, break gang. Just amazing gigs with 6 minutes. Malik show got a criminal in DB. RIP Strat, Matt Strap, Young Tay, Eloise Cartel. RIP Gata. Cobra the villain, Tiwi, 96FG, Honey Blunt. Oh, I'm calling all kinds of lyrics to Vision, Kitty Fed. Oh yeah, I listen to these people just so you know. Anything that I swerve to eat, I swerve. Hey, boss up, boss up.
Hello everybody, and welcome to Sideways with Shels and Maddie M. It is Wednesday, hump day. I love saying that, just so you know. And we have an amazing show tonight. Maddie, are you ready for this show?
Yeah.
Maddie,
I'm ready for this.
Yeah. So tonight we have two really good artists, as always. The first one is Big V, and he is from Nappy Roots. I'm sure you all know him, and he's doing a lot of music on his own. And I'll get into what one of the songs he did meant to me later on when we do the interview. And we have Carolina Hoodrich. So it's going to be a great show. Yeah.
No doubt.
And it is Wednesday, April 12th, 2023. All right. So as we do on Sideways with Shels and Maddie M, we always bring Mr. Fuck It Up in with the fuck ups of the week. And let's see. Fuck It Up. Are you here?
Yes. Yes, I am here.
What up, baby?
Hey, what's up, Maddie Matt? What's up, Phil? How you guys doing?
How are you?
I'm
happy
chilling.
Happy hump day. I said hump week. Oh, my goodness. See, I think I've been doing too much care for myself. I've been doing too much self-care. So those that don't know, go walk. Go do a run. Go do something to make yourself happy. Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, do that.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How you doing? How you guys doing?
Yeah, definitely blessed.
Perfect.
I'm on a trip now on my way to Tennessee, so, you know, I'm kind of we're at a restaurant right now, pulled over. I'm going to do the beginning, then get back in the car and finish up the show. You know how that goes.
Okay.
We should call it Sideways on the Run, man. You're always somewhere.
I know, right? But that's what you got to do in this life. You got to get up and go. You don't let anything keep you down, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
So, Mr. Fuck It Up, let's hear your fuck ups of the week. And be loud.
This is Sideways. Perfect.
Yes,
this is Sideways. Fuck It Up. Fuck It Up of the week. This week, we're going over three headlines. First headline from Moorhead, Minnesota. Headline reads, Quintuplets born 15 months early. Okay. All right.
I didn't hear that first part. What was born?
Quintuplets born 15 months early.
Oh.
I don't know how the hell that is.
I'll read it again. First headline from Moorhead, Minnesota. Headline reads, Quintuplets born 15 months early. Quintuplets.
That's the craziest bit. Okay.
That's it. All right, second headline from Elkton, Maryland. Headline reads, Cop Males Arrest after smelling crack in the bathroom. All right, these are headlines. These are headlines, guys. Third and final headline from New York Post, speaking about golf event. Cat goes limp, pulls out of. I got this over.
He broke up.
Third.
Yeah,
you
broke up, man.
I got to do over. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys hear me? All right, perfect.
Yeah.
Third and final headline from New York Post, speaking about golfing event, and Tiger goes limp, pulls out after 9 holes. Until this time, fuck it up, out.
Yo, I think that might be the best one, man. Yeah.
Okay, you got a little fuck of that. Oh,
yeah,
my
no
goodness.
Shit.
Okay. I love that little pun. It makes me feel like I'm not the crazy one in the world. So, anyway, let's go on like we do. We have some amazing guests today. So we're going to go ahead and play a song of Big B. And this is called All on Me. And then we're going to actually, I'm going to play Mario Brothers. Big D, Mario Brothers, and then we'll bring him in. Let's get it.
All right, let's get it.
Such a good smoking, chilling song.
Absolutely. That's fire, man. I like that.
And then that, like a, yeah, it's got a whole vibe to it, you know?
Yeah, it does.
It definitely does. So let's bring on none other than Big B himself. Big B, are you there?
Oh,
what up, man?
Hello. What it do?
How you doing?
Hey.
Man.
Glad to have you on, my friend.
Glad to be here, man. Vibing, man. Smoking, coming up with that music that make you just want to get in the car and go the long way home, you know?
Yeah, true. That.
Hell
unique track, man. I like that. I like that.
Listen, I am such a marijuana advocate, you know? And that is one of those smoking and chilling, just good vibes, you know? And first of all, let me say what an honor it is to have you on our show here at Sideways with Shells and Bowdy M.
Yeah. Go ahead, Shells.
No, go ahead, Maddie.
No, I was just saying, yo, Big V, Shells and I were talking, man, back about when we used to listen to you guys, like, back in the day, because Shells and I are about the same age, and man, got me through some times, telling you, Maddie got me through some times, like, for real.
Right on. Well, this, man, like, right now is, like, a concentrated version of Nappy. Like, he like, oh, no, poor folk, good day. This is still that, but it's just the purest idea of it. And this is an artist after Napster downloaded 11 million times. I took off from that, but it was just for my mental health, and I had to get what I wanted to get, you know, back focus and do the music I wanted to do. So during that process, man, I created a QR code, and so you scan it with your phone and you got the music, but I put the QR code, I put it on reefer, on gummy bears, on vape pen.
So, on a
small scale, getting $20 from 5,000 people to 100 recs. So, I know 11 million people, so I sell my music like that now. And it's still on all platforms. And still bust your shit open concepts. In the mushroom-driven music, everybody smoke weed, but when you really find that peace, you really want to get the right mushroom that make you see adventure, you know?
Mm.
And so that's what I come up with.
That's a great idea.
With Mario, brother, you know. That go Luigi, Mario, brother. You know, these mushrooms, you know,
hey,
what's done, we'll say.
Perfect time for the movie, too. Perfect time for the movie that came out, right?
For sure. And it just, you know, a lot of folks use mushrooms. Well, I microdose daily for a clearer understanding. And it helps me. And I try to get everybody to kick opioids and room with us. You know, it's a vibe. It's a feel. It's a mushroom high. So we got a lot of music. So after leaving Napa Roots, I just started producing the music on my own. Our last album, we worked with Rico Wade and Organized Noise, which had brought you Outkast and Future and a whole lot of big acts out of Atlanta. So instead of waiting around sitting at an Atlanta table, I went back home to Kentucky and created my own.
I'm in Kentucky now. On my way to Tennessee. I'm in Cadiz, C-A-D-I-Z.
You in Cadiz. You down there by the cold.
Cadiz.
There's a bunch of water around you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You in Western Kentucky. You on your way to Tennessee. You ain't far.
Yep.
I'm 60 miles the other way. I'm in Bowling Green.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Corvette City.
I should have stopped by and said hey and tried some of them gummies.
You put bluegrass in your life. Well, next time you know, when you come back for the Kentucky Derby, we had to get you suited and booted. And,
that's right.
Growing up to hip hop, what was your favorite song and why?
Oh, man.
Mine definitely, I was actually going through them today, but I love Country Boys, man. I love Country Boys.
Right,
like,
on.
That was
who
my
y'all
jam.
Is
some
was
about
it Lil
that,
Wayne?
Like
I'm talking about, look, not Napa Roo song. Was it,
oh, you talking
was it,
about,
was it
okay.
Nelly? Was it Napa Roo? Was it Lil Wayne? Was it T.I.? Was it Jeezy? Was it? You know,
honestly, I'll tell you, I can't really pick the main ones because I have a tie for several, to be honest with you, because I love Tupac, you know, TLC, Salt and Pepper, at Nappy Roots. You know, okay, so Big V, since this is your first time on our show, and I'm pretty sure you probably haven't heard of us before because we're pretty new, but we're out there, man. We got over 700,000 listeners now. But yeah, that's awesome. But I have an acronym for music, okay? And I copyrighted this when I was 14 years old. And it's man understanding soul inspired communication.
I can dig it.
Yeah.
So I connect to a lot of people through their stories. That's why, honestly, the people that I was a ghostwriter for, I don't really listen to because I can't really respect them and feel that that's their story because it was my story.
Well, a lot of great artists, you know? And great writers.
Yeah.
Some great writers.
Even that question you asked me, man, I can't narrow it down at all.
That's too broad.
I can't give you an answer to that one.
What was your song? When you graduated, what was y'all's song? When y'all threw off them hats, was it All Night, Oh Baby, the show, All Night?
No, mine was Stairway to Heaven. That was ours.
All for Show?
Yeah.
You know, when you first got into life, you know, when you had to be at the club until it damn near closed, you went more than you wanted to back then. Just by having to be there, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. For sure. And I will tell you this, though. The Good Day song, I've been fighting cancer for the past 6 years, okay? And I have been through hell and back a few times to where, and not only that, like just trials and tribulations, everybody has their own different trials and tribulations. Some go to prison, some become a prisoner in their own body. And that's where I was. So, but my father was murdered when I was 2. Okay. And I used music from the time, cause he would sing to me. We would do music all the time. And even at 2, I remember that, and I started using music from the age of 2. By the time I was 12 years old, I was teaching piano. So I literally have just really used music for my therapy my whole life, and I really feel like it can heal. It can take you back to a moment that you need to be. It can make you feel memories. It can help you through sadness. It can make you feel people aren't there. And when I would play Good Day, I literally played that every day. Literally.
You can't have a good
because,
week without a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's right.
Without a good day. And thank you. And I'm glad that music is your therapy because it is mine. It's an escape. And my father died of terminal cancer 8 months ago. So I know all about
the
fight and the struggle. But I own a dispensary. And he used my products and danced in the yard and played good music. We listen to Don Williams here, you know, Bruce Springsteen, Fleetwood Mac, Jim Croce, all Tupac and Biggie, Prince. And Michael Jackson was my Tupac and Biggie growing up. So it's just like glad to hear other musicians and the route and the journey that it takes people on. And life's like a dance. You just got to find the beat.
I agree.
100%. Yeah. 100%. And you know, it's amazing to me, Big V, that you have been in this industry that long, you know, and you're still going strong. Even if you had to take a break, you know, you understand you're going strong.
Shot a few movies last year, left the group. I had to be a single parent. Kids where their mother left them at my mother's house and never looked back as an adult. So the last 10 years, I left Nappy Roots and been raising kids, and now I'm an empty nester. And
oh, yeah, I'm almost time, there.
Yeah. It's time to turn the page. And doing that, I started working with the Breathe Light of Chance and started helping teach identity, helping people find your you, realizing my quotes was, they going to want what they had, so you're going to have to love what you got.
Mm.
And
ooh, yeah.
And everybody's not a ball player. Everybody's not a comedian or a celebrity. I try to make kids aware that you can go see all these things and have a great credit score and have great self-esteem and drive a car.
Yeah.
And, you know, without being a 5'10", 170-pound linebacker, you know. And I'm like, you know, on the real scale now, after high school, you're about the size of a cheerleader on campus. You know, and so you kind of help people shape their lives. And how much money is it going to take for you to actually have a grasp on having some form of a fun lifestyle and not to take the pitfalls and easy way around happiness?
Yes, facts.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're doing a lot of things working with the youth here through my music. And now through my music, I'm able to obtain and own a dispensary. As I said, and now it's just putting music with what I do, and it's just a feeling. And thank you for letting me use your platform as well, for talking to me.
No, anytime, man. It's our pleasure.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, what's the name of your dispensary?
Top of the South. Geographically, you know, and when they talk rap Kentucky, they never mention us in the South. So we more like the Midwest, in theory. Like where I'm from, the best rappers are Eminem, Big V of Nappy Roots, Twista, Common Sense, Tech N9ne, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of Tech N9ne, let me ask you something. There's only two people that I consider, like, in a category with Tech N9ne, and that's, well, one other person, and that would be Twisted Insane. I really, that's another thing of music. That's a different type of music that you have to, when you're in that mood, you know, yeah, listen to it.
It's strange. And I definitely like, it's an acquired taste. Like when I go Southern, I still like Gucci. I like She's a Very Freaky Girl. Don't listen to me.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a minute ago.
I think he do some classic records, though. Like, when you look at it, like, and I just look at artists. Like, I'm a big fan of Jeezy. My favorite rapper of all time is 8-Ball, MJG.
No, 8-Ball's great.
Yeah.
I mean,
to me, he is the Nas of the South. You know, when you think of Hennessy, oh, boy, you better link it in 8-Ball.
Oh, yeah, his flow is crazy.
Yeah, best storyteller. In the South. And so I like to think of him and Nas, you know, the North and the South stuff, you know, of what they do. But definitely catalog in the South. When you think of rap, and I'm going to throw one more at y'all. East Coast, your top five rappers and why?
Oh, man, you put me on the spot right now. Okay, number one definitely is going to be Nas. And then,
no particular order.
Jay-Z.
Top five.
No order. So I got three: Biggie, Jay-Z. Go ahead, Shells, man. You can't put me on the spot. I got to think about this shit. Shells,
top
go
five.
Ahead.
Man.
New York. Top five. East Coast, baby.
Man.
Okay, so Wu-Tang would be one of mine.
Come on.
Hold on. I mean, Biggie.
Okay.
I'm Eminem's from the East Coast. I mean, I don't know, man. That's too hard for me. You can't.
Okay, that's too big. But let's go West Coast. You top five West Coast. And why?
Okay. West Coast.
We're being interviewed this show.
I know, right?
All right, West.
West Coast, man, there's so many. I can't. Man, Big Z, that's like asking somebody if they want a million dollars. You know, I don't care as long as I get $1 million. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's like I don't know, man. You know, for drive and for just holding on as long as they had, I like pretty much all the dirty OGs. You know, and that's a whole combination of people. That's like Cocaine, Corrupt, Kill, Compton, AB. I mean, you got Sugar Free, you got Snoop, you got, you know what I'm saying? You can't just say West Coast. I can't. I mean, when I graduated, Murder Was the Case was like my song. You know what I'm saying?
When I think of West Coast, I'm going to tell you, I'm an older man. So I'm going to tell you that. NWA, that family.
Number one, definitely.
Okay.
See,
Number two, easy. Let's go Too Short.
Oh, yeah.
That's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You know what I mean? That's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, not Jordan. And then you got Earl Stevens, a.k.a. E-40. Nope. Yep. You know what I mean? When you talk about catalog.
Yeah.
If we go to the concert and we just want to jam, who going to push the best numbers? You know what I mean? And we just sitting there.
Yeah.
We watching. Like, that's just three. When you talk NWA, we talking Ice Cube, Dre, Snoop.
Right.
Eminem, 50 Cent, Game.
Right.
Young Buck. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unreal. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's unreal. Top three. Yeah.
There's so many brilliant minds out there. You know, mm-hmm. And I say brilliant because that's what they are. And these people don't realize how in-depth being in the music industry is and how hard it is to find real people that continuously push and are good about their word on what they say, you know. And so think of these people. You think of all the crap they had to go through to get to where they were. You know, I'm not a famous artist, but I've been around the famous artists. I've been in the background, and I see what you go through. I know what I go through. You're all like on a – you know, a way higher level. and I have much respect for that. Because the grind does not stop.
Yeah. And it's entertainment. Everybody needs entertainment. And then once your brand is known and respected or not respected, then you know what you're working with.
Right.
Your style, like Nappy Roots and Nelly, country, barbecue music. You know, hip hop,
right?
Red Cup Paper Plate, where Jeezy and T.I. trap, Rick Ross ballin', Outkast, different, Wiz Khalifa, Special, Kendrick Lamar, Special, you know.
Kendrick Lamar is one of the most brilliant minds, I think, too. He's got a brilliant mind as well. I mean, like I said, they all have brilliant minds, or they wouldn't be where they are. Straight facts. Just like you wouldn't be where you are.
Youth can only take you so far, that's for sure. You got to have someone else with you.
Right. So what's in the,
yeah.
What's your last 10 songs you played, and I'm going to leave y'all alone?
The last 10 songs I played, sir, are yours and Mr. Carolina Hoodbridge's.
I'm talking about on your own free will, not National Geographic shit.
I'll tell you. I'm going to look it up. Hold on.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. So I finally got you on this. So, Big V, I do a thing on my Twitter I do Matty Myers pick of the days, so I'm going to go to my last 10.
Yeah.
So, Folly Cut by Akon was mine today. Too Many Nights, Metro Boomin, Don Toliver, The Future. And then Alone With You, Selena Gomez, Kygo. Blackout, Jonah Lucas, and Future. What the Fuck, Nicki Minaj, Young Boy Never Broke Again. Let's see what else I got.
How old are you?
All right. How old am I? 42.
It's hard to imagine somebody younger than you's playlist, and I'm still hearing this shit. I'm starting to see who you are. You know, you listen to someone's last 10 songs, and you can pretty much figure who they are.
I'm almost done, man. Talk It Over, Elderbrook, Put On, Kid Ink, who I love, Grown Man, Marshmello, Polo G, and then what do I got? Tulips and Roses, G-Eazy. These are my picks of the day. And Signs by Royce the 5'9". And then Don't Text, Wiz Khalifa featuring Snoop Dogg. Those are my last Matty Meyer picks of the day.
You a well-rounded cat, huh?
Yeah, I like every kind of music, man. It don't have to be rap, but yeah, all my artists are rap because I'm a manager. I manage about 15 now, 14, 15. They're all rap or R&B, but I like everything, you know? Sounds good.
Man.
Good to me.
Right on. I'm going to tell you my last 10 song.
Okay.
Prince, Computer Blue, Louis Armstrong.
Ooh.
I said Prince, Computer Blue.
I know.
Louis Armstrong, 8-Ball MJG, Memphis City Blues, Man Under the Bridge, Young Buck, Slow Your Roll, Dog Pound, If We All Fuck, B.I.B.R., I Like the Way She Work, John Legend, Lift It Again, Rakim, 18th Letter, and what's that? Namco, Lucky You.
You see, you well-rounded too, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what I was getting ready to say. So mine would be, I'm going through the last ones that I played, which is I did Good Day. Of course, I played it every day. The Isley Brothers, Contagious.
Hi.
I've got Aretha Franklin, Respect.
Ooh.
I can't believe that you're going through this with me.
Teen Kunta,
you know, by Kendrick Lamar. Then I've got Elderly Brothers.
Oh, Dream.
Yeah, Let It Be Me. Let It Be Me. And then I've got P-Funk, The Last Disciple, because that's one of my artists and I absolutely love his music. And then I got, hold on, it just went off. Blueberry Yum Yum was the next one.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know about Ludacris?
You is a well-rounded somebody. You is a well-rounded somebody.
Yeah. So that's kind of like, that's a little bit of sales list, yeah.
All right. Man, that's all right.
Yeah.
That's well-rounded. Don't sound like you on no bullshit.
Don't try to be, man.
Not this radio
show.
We try
to be bullshit-free, man.
Yes. You know, Pete, is what the young boys would tell me. Facts, Daddy. Facts. And all that good talk. Yeah. And all that good talk. But, yeah, man, it's fun to hear young minds and the music they listen to. So you get an idea.
I love to be called young. I love to be called young. Yeah.
What it is.
All right, BB. Let's go into another one of your songs real quick. What one would you like to play next?
I don't know.
Yeah, which one?
Long ain't long enough. You know, you didn't get out of work, took your shower, ate your grandma mushroom, smoked up. And you want to move the coffee table and get close with your person. And you don't feel like going nowhere. Grub on the way. Y'all going to slow dance, you know. Look in each other's eyes.
You know, get your shower together. Just walk downstairs, baby. Just walk downstairs.
Oh, man, I love you, dude. You funny to me. You good, man. All right, which track you want to play, though? We didn't hear that.
This is
you pick.
All Night Long. Ain't long enough.
Okay.
When you get my age, yeah, you'll know what I'm talking about. It looks like a weekend. Look like a weekend instead of Friday night for all the activity. But All Night Long. Ain't long enough.
All right, let's get it.
You know the guy that sang, where were you?
I was saying she get, yeah. I was saying she get back with Anthony Hamilton and do a remix of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Right on.
That was
man.
Exactly the way you described it, too.
Yeah,
exactly.
No doubt.
You gonna want to move the coffee
getting
table
hot in
on
here,
this,
man.
You know, Grubhub, you know, write down your favorite color and your favorite song and all that good stuff with us. Bake a cake,
yeah.
You know, play Twister in your drawers, you know.
Yeah,
whatever y'all gonna do tonight. You know, a real intimate evening all night long ain't long enough.
Yeah. No, I loved it, man. Loved it. I just love your diversity, man. Like, you know, and I know we got more music to play, but up to this point, your new stuff, it's dope. Like you're an enigma, man. It's great to hear this new stuff, truly.
Man, just
Speaking
to reality rap, man. Things that we got more things in common than we do different. So I try to lean on those things, like, you know, and just really making a different but a better way to walk your walk, you know. So just reality rap, man. That is fun.
I absolutely
enjoy that. And that's going to be on my playlist now. All the time.
Oh.
At night.
That's that clean up house. You know when your mother used to watch Soul Train and clean up the house? That's that vibe right there. You know, Don
Gordon.
That's
exactly what it is.
Yeah. For sure.
You know, let me ask you something. You said, I know that you are dropping a lot of music this year, or you're always dropping music, and you're an empty nester now and things like that. So let me ask you, what was the hardest transition you had? Was it hard for you to transition back?
One more time.
I'm sorry. Was it hard for you to transition back into, like, out of the dad mode into the music mode?
No, because I think I've always done conscious reality rap. And I think it helped me because to be more informative, you know, like, if mom and daddy would have said it simpler. And I think that's where
I come in.
To really just make everything simple for you. Every 29 days, there's a bill cycle. Whether you skip out or call out, that bill cycle don't stop. And my lyrics reflect that. You reap what you sow kind of thing. And my last hook, well, one of the last hooks I was writing, you know how if you watch the first 48, it's never a stranger that kills you. It's always somebody you know. We said, Tate,
exactly.
He was in our house. And somebody moved Martin's room that knew him. Somebody shot Malcolm X that knew him. Somebody shot Dolph, and there was a family dollar store in the scene. So somebody knew him. That was local. And so when you go in the studio, we come over with hooks like, please don't nipsey me. Tomorrow be better if we both alive. Please don't nipsey me. Mother sleep better with their sons alive. Please don't nipsey me. You're sure as a king when I look in your eyes. Please don't nipsey me. Tomorrow be better if we both survive. And we still got those kind of hooks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And with that kind of meaning, like, it ain't going to be no stranger that make out with something you thought that you think that can't happen. You know, your person don't run off with no stranger. It's your brother, your cousin, your homeboy, and vice versa. Am I right?
Yeah. True that.
So, you know, it's still that wisdom, that mindful hook. And when I do music, it wasn't a transition really at all from a father to an artist, because that's all I ever has been talking about is, man, you could do it this way and have fun.
Yeah,
and
I like
the
that.
King of, Yeah, being the king of barbecue music, you want that vibe. I don't want to turn that shit down, you know. None of that shit when I'm rapping. You know. And then you,
no,
you
man,
don't
it definitely
preach
shows.
Violence. Yeah. If you don't preach violence, then violence won't happen to you. I've been at it 25 calendars in the most dangerous job in North America. And no charges, none of that. Just by being a real dude.
Absolutely.
No, I agree with that.
You know, well, yeah. Now rappers, they're in the most dangerous job in North America. And if, let's say your girl signed the contract, or your person signed the contract, and your girl, she just signed with Nicki Minaj, and they rounded popping every night, but you at home with the kids, and she don't call back for nights at a time, could you cheer for her? Could you want her to go platinum? Would you tell people that's your person if the shoe was adjusted?
Damn. You know what? Man, Shell, that's why I love this show of ours, man. Like, all the you got me thinking about stuff, V, right now. Like, I'm just kind of like, oh, all right. And, I mean, none of these examples really, like, but, I mean, it's the overall, what you're trying to say is, like, yeah. You got me thinking, yeah. Man.
Yeah, like, you know, say if that was your girl. I got drip on the floor and it's getting nasty. See, if they got in Vegas for 2 weeks, could you hold it down, put the kids on the bus and take them to school? Don't worry about what she's doing. She making money and she paid the lights or whatever, you know. Could you do that?
That's a good question, man. I've never been in that situation. I think I've always been the girl in this situation. But, yeah, no, the way you say it, though, man, real talk.
Could you, that's what I'm saying, that for us artists, could we flip it around? If that was our baby on there, on that TV screen, on you know, TikTok, and they hot, and could we support her like that? Could
yeah.
you?
I mean, you know what? Like, I don't know. I'd have to flip a dice on that one, man.
Could
it's been a top. But I don't know.
I got
depends,
to take
I guess,
the baby
right?
to the clinic,
but
baby.
Honestly,
I don't want to hear him at the radio.
Honestly, I don't think I don't know if like I've never had that because I was always the dude that was always away. So
yeah.
I actually can't imagine. I can't imagine how they put up with me for so long. Let's put that as my final answer. Like if I were,
I'm gonna leave it alone. Say,
no, that's my
long,
thing. I don't know how long they last.
Yeah, well, that's I think that's a hard thing to put somebody under. And
yeah.
Why would you want somebody to feel that way about you?
Yeah, no kidding. No, it's true. Well, now I got, man, you got me thinking. I'm going to be thinking my head on the pillow staring at the ceiling tonight about all the wrong I did to people. Thanks, buddy.
My fault, killer. My fault, killer. But, you know, when we're doing this music, you got to think about what you're going through. Nobody don't want to care about your cousin in the car wreck or your best friend just got shot. I just paid $38.50. I need your two new singles up. And we out tonight. We want to go up. Here, we need a picture. How would you feel?
Right.
Kids over here, we ain't seen her, you know. Could you handle it?
I don't know. Well, one thing I know is that I'm glad I don't have any of your mushrooms right now, man. It would be a long.
But, you know, it's just, this is the kind of music I drop, the real foot. How do you feel? And if you didn't need God, you'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Or if you were perfect, you wouldn't need God.
Well, like I said, man, like I'm really.
Yeah.
I was taken sideways by just the new music you're making because it's such a different change from what most people know you from, right? And I'm really proud of you because you've already established a sound different than what you were known for. Now you're going to be known for something totally different. So I'm glad that we have you on, and we got to listen to you and talk. We're not done yet, but I'm just saying,
yeah.
like I really. I really appreciate the way that you've evolved, and man, you're still relevant as fuck. You know what I mean? And I think people are going to be quite surprised, like I am, and pretty impressed by the new stuff you're doing.
Man, I appreciate that, man. I got a new song I want to. And Justin, I don't know if y'all got it. Y'all got Shoot My Jumper? And it really means take your chance, shoot your shot.
I think I do. Let me look.
Yeah.
Real quick.
And it's a rap record where most folks don't hear, get to see the bars up that way. And I think this time, this album, you're going to really see what Vito can rap. And
yeah,
most
I've got my jumper.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna shoot my jump. I'm gonna take my chance. You know, when you see that thing come across the parking lot, dog, you ain't got no shot at that shit. Watch, you know, I'm gonna shoot my jumper, and if I miss, rebound, you did.
I love you, dude. Honestly, man. All right, Shelton, get that up there.
This right here,
okay.
Shoot my jumper.
I'm doing it.
This is Steph Curry with a ball or a microphone in this instance, or this picture of the Greek Freak with two shooters with him and what it'd be like.
All right. Let's get it.
Young boy say, hey, OG, what would it sound like if you done a record with us? I'ma shoot my jumper. Watch me shoot my jumper. If I miss, rebound. Block out, rebound. Hustle, rebound. Just rebound. I'ma shoot my jumper. Watch me shoot my jumper. If I miss, rebound. Block out, rebound. Hustle, rebound. Just rebound. Suck MCs, call me sire. To burn my kingdom, you must use fire. My loud is strong, but my rap game higher. And won't stop rocking till I retire. Your boys bump me like powder, and they say I get power. A Bowling Green swagger, Vito's just banner. Morris Day of my time, prince of my revolution. If I write in cursive, it'll come out acoustic. Rhinos hit me rap, gotta hit the bottle. I live rap. Kentucky head honcho, the legs is lightning. The flow make it thunder, knock up Chauvet too. Clean over yonder, if you hear me growling, that's my hunger. To the top with it, ain't no need to wonder. This is V-I-T-O, Rap Gambino, cut of a different texture. But you gon' feel
I'ma
me though.
I'ma shoot my jumper. Watch me shoot my jumper. If I miss, rebound. Block out, rebound. Hustle, rebound. Just rebound. I'ma shoot my jumper. Watch me shoot my jumper. If I miss, rebound. Block out, rebound. Hustle, rebound. Just rebound.
Huh, my hustle pretty like a Girl Scout cookie. Greek freak in the paint, watch what I do to it. You better pledge allegiance and respect my lines. I like that mother door. You in the room with a lion, and I ain't lying. And boy, I ain't playing. My will will change minds. Force a man hand, 420 is the digits. To make your mind feel it, gray hand, my beard. Been at it for a minute, blind me and touch my flow. Only for a feeling, and lean the head sideways. Come just to grin it, I bullshit out of lane, get pinned to the ceiling. Get rid of dirty subject like a dose of penicillin. If I'm not Michael Jordan, at least Scottie Pippen. What that mean? Without me ain't no winning. I specialize in three things: wine, weed, and women. The phrase of my life is Jesus living.
I'ma shoot my jumper. Watch me shoot my jumper. If I miss, rebound. Block out, rebound. Hustle, rebound. Just rebound. I'ma shoot my jumper. Watch me shoot my jumper. If I miss, rebound. Block out, rebound. Hustle, rebound. Just rebound.
I'ma shoot my jumper.
That's my new anthem. If I miss, rebound. I love that.
If you miss, rebound, huh? I'm gonna shoot my jumper.
That's the realest words ever spoke, honestly.
Man, I got a lot of music, man.
I can't wait.
The feelings too, man. You can feel it. You can feel it when you sing, and I love that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. And like I said, it's been a while. I took my rest. And folk run up on me like, V, I seen you in the Kanye West Genius. Why is what they say? I was like, you don't know? And I'm like, Kanye used to open up for me. And John Legend opened up for him. And, you know, so I got some things I want to show you in case people don't know. So this going to be
fun. I like that. I like that.
Appreciate that.
I like
man.
That. I think you're showing that. People right now on this show, man, for real. I think
yeah.
So when did you release your last EP or something like that?
Actually, man, I keep doing underground tapes, and I never really, it's more like a cult following. I shoot a few videos, and, you know, it's 5,000 people that I really shepherd. Maybe 10, I ain't really let the music go like that because I hadn't really wanted to tour it. And now that I'm an empty nester, I just dropped a 5-mic mixtape. You know how the Source and the Vibe, and then it was 5 mics, right?
Mm.
Meaning the level of music you had. Well, I got one of those projects. So I just now putting out the 5-mic, you know, LPI. Put out a little something called Too Real to Be Hard, but she left the kids at mom's and I never got to tour it. And back then I had a record called I'm Just That Petty. If you owe me $10, gonna pay $10 because I'm that petty. I'm just that petty. And you know, I got a tangle hook, you know, yeah, you know, country turn. And so, man, like I say, just now starting to produce for other artists as well. I got 5 albums I'm pretty happy with and polished. So we're just looking for a home, a label situation with it. And start producing for other artists, man, you know, that may need a little identity, that can really rap and don't have that universal hook. You know, and that's what we're doing here. So I created a production team here. And,
nice.
Man, and that's all we do is
absolutely.
Work. So,
yeah. You definitely got a lot of talent, you know. You got a lot of talent.
Yeah.
You're still going strong with your talent for sure.
And
I feel like
it's never-ending talent. I just met you, and I just feel like, don't you feel that way, Shells? Like, it's like this boy is never going to stop, ever.
No, man, like, I'm a fan of Busta Rhymes. He left his group, Leader of the New School, and he's held it down since he left, and he has his opportunity. Like, I'm from Kentucky where we just now here in Jack Harlow. We just now got an ESTG. We just now got a Bryson Tiller. So being the first pioneer 25 years, and now the music scene and music business is catching up with Kentucky. I ain't one of those cats that want to move somewhere and fake some life. I'm from Kentucky. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100.
So just really just illustrating the life we know, everyday people. And so get ready to come out on the coast now to do business and going to where I tour in more legal states. So I can sell you the album as a dub set, and we both can get what we want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Well, congratulations, honestly. Truly, congratulations. I think everything is. Yeah, just keep being you, man, because I feel like I know you in this little bit of time. And, yeah, don't ever change, man.
Man, I can't, man. It can't. There ain't but few of us in the world, and it's me and you left. Let's make it happen, man. Let's make sure they get this music, man. I know y'all said you manage artists and you got things there. Let's figure out how to sit down and make it do what it do.
Yeah, I added you on Twitter, but I saw you haven't posted for a long time on Twitter. But
I'm from the 70s, man. That ain't what I do.
Well, the only thing is Twitter's all I got. I can't stand IG. Maybe Shells can get in touch with you. And yeah, I got a bunch of artists who would love to work with you, man, for sure. So yeah, okay. Maybe Shells, you can give Shells the hookups.
What
and,
state you in
yeah,
again?
I,
what
I
state,
love
you
it.
State you in again?
I'm actually right what? Now. I'm in Canada, man. In my hometown, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
That's what's up. I've been to. Is it Burbank, Fairfax, or is that Alaska?
No, it's like it's above Montana.
Okay,
that's where
I'm
at.
Talking about Montreal.
I lived in Vegas for 10.
No,
I got my green card. I got my green card. Lived in Vegas for 10 years. Everything, but I kind of missed family after Vegas for 10 years, so I came back here. So I got my LLC in Las Vegas, but yeah, I'm back home and I'm loving it, man. It's good to be around family, you know. Traveling a lot, like yeah, you miss your fam for sure.
Oh man, like I said, I had a pleasure of raising my kids, and my last one was a girl, female king. You feel like coming to America part two, you know? Eddie Murphy had the script, you know. This one fit for a girl, and at first when I watched it, I didn't know what he was doing, and somehow he showed me the way things are, the way they're supposed to be, is what I took from that. So, it helped work on your play of raising kids and being back home. So all my music reflects that, you know?
Yeah. No, you can tell. You can tell. Like, yeah. I'm actually going to play. My mom doesn't really like this because I was I actually have 2 degrees. I spent 9 years in university, and a scientist and an environmental engineer. And then I decided to I met Akon, and he had me over at his house one day and for a wedding. And then, I just decided to go into this, you know, start managing hip-hop artists then. But I actually think if I played some of your songs to my mom, she would actually feel it. Like you were talking about that family and motherly and fatherly values, you know, you want to give to your kids. I think she'd actually like some, like, you know what I mean?
That's where I'm at, man. Tradition. With a sense of mind, you know?
Yeah. Yo, Shell, did you see
that? I have. Yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening. You know, muting.
Shell,
so everybody
in.
Please proceed to the highlighted route.
Yeah.
And the route guide.
Right, exactly. Trying to hear
anything. Shell's on the vibe. She done went through them values in back road, Kentucky. and the maps ain't ready yet. They put a new road in a while ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I say, hold on 1 second. I say let's go ahead and play another song so I can get situated real quick.
Okay. What you got? What you got?
Let's go ahead and do all night. Or we did all night. Let's do all of. Let's see. It's okay? You got to go.
I got to watch the traffic too, Shelly.
It's okay?
We can do it's okay. Yeah, it helps on the way now. There's a way.
All right.
What I pray about. It's okay.
All right.
And then, you know, when you wake up in the morning,
yeah.
You're out.
Yeah, that's the fun again. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Shake it. Don't break it. Put your hands on your hips. Let your back go slip. Shake it. Don't break it. Put your hands on your hips. Let your back go slip. It's okay. It's okay now. It's okay now. It's okay now. It's okay. Help's on the way now. There's a way out. What I pray about is it's okay.
God make my family tighter. Ready, sugar bad, man, daddy, off rider. Cousin got hepatitis. Me, I'm out of this. Ain't a whole lot funny. Went from being all good to back to drawing money. Never thought I'd bar sugar. Shame is the thing that hard time will do to you. Guard the mailbox on the first, we gotta go to church. Mama frying fish smell the sit on my shirt. Hood is still cool. Heaven is so close. Hell is too hot. Praying where it not. Satisfied for citizens. Got the courage to finish. So far from timid. The sky's the limit.
It's okay now, it's okay now, it's okay now, it's okay. Help's on the way now, there's a way out. What I pray about, it's okay, it's okay now, it's okay now, it's okay now, it's okay. Help's on the way now, there's a way out. What I pray about, it's okay.
Somebody pray for me, how'd you come to this? Life can take you on a trip that may be hit or miss. Friends are good faith. Kids are grown and gone. can't kill my spirit. God got my soul. Hold on tight, not gonna let go. I've been so cast, I deserve better. Having a hard time, or keeping me together.
It's okay, it's okay.
Shells, that's going to be on your list now, isn't it?
Yeah, you already knew.
Yeah, 100%.
That's one reason I needed to play that song right now, because I needed that, because I'm stressed out. We are lost. And God, but I'm a West Virginia girl, but it's okay now.
Yeah, you and God, because it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
It's
going to
be all right. It's okay now.
It's going to be okay. It's okay now. Help's on the way now. There's a way out.
Yeah.
What I pray for.
I love that song.
Thank you.
I love that song. Yeah, absolutely. And he's right. It's on my playlist. You already know me, Daddy.
Yep.
You already know me. What we're going to do real quick is we have another guest that's going to come on. So don't go nowhere. This is a younger guy that has recently started back in the industry. His name's Carolina Hoodrich, and I love to get artists to kind of, you know, network and give them, knowledge is the only thing people can't take away from you, and
yeah.
That's the best thing that you can share, you know? So that's one thing. Yeah, that's one thing I love about this show. So I'm going to play Red Dot by Carolina Hoodrich, and then we're going to bring him on. Let's get it.
Yeah, stick around.
Right on.
Yeah. Hood.
Inferno, you spazzing.
Rich. Oh, God. And you know it's the gang.
Yo, we got homie on this shit.
Red dot, now that's a headshot. Mm-hmm. Dead man, I want him dead now. Man down, someone got ran down. Put this on Keisha, that I keep a heater. I run with bosses, they eat. Red dot, now that's a headshot. Dead man, I want him dead now. Man down, someone got ran down. Put this on Keisha, then I keep a heater. I run with bosses, they
get off your ass and go do it yourself. Hey, I creep for the love, never use it for help. Been about my business, they know I'm a step. In the naked position, they know I'm a rep. Been too many sets, I can't take you serious. Wake up some mornings on your nigga period.
You
tough on the net, damn these niggas weird. I say that I got him, then that nigga dead. I drop that dead face and it's supposed to fake. They love when you down, but they hate when you great.
Yeah,
fuck all that talking, bitch, get you some cake so your people can pay for your funeral and grave. Yeah, we were cool, that was back in the day. I seen that little picture you put on your page.
On
gave you two passes, now you wanna play. When I see you again, I'ma put one in your face. These niggas put honesty, they ain't even scrap. Ran the last time, that time he getting clout. Drop me a bit, put Greenville on the map. My hand on the fire, that's sitting in my lap. I'ma be great to the day that I'm old. Seen your little statement, boy, you really told. They know I'm a big stepper, plus my heart is cold. I'm having smoke while I'm moving them low. Gang.
Red dot, now that's a headshot. Mm-hmm. Dead man, I want him dead now. Man down, someone got ran down. Yeah. Put this on Keisha, that I keep a heater. I run with bosses, they eatin'. Red dot, now that's a headshot. Dead man, I want him dead now. Man down, someone got ran down. Yeah. Put this on Keisha. That I keep a heater, I run with bosses, they
put this on Keisha, I stay with that pole. If you peep around that cone, now I'm wiping your nose. Charge like a zob, but the bad for the lows. Sit back and plot where they pass me the dough. Ain't nobody, let's try up in the scope. Ben got me some money, but I want some more. Can't step in my shoe, can't amount to the kid. You fuck with my loved ones, I'm splitting you weed. Shit, I do this for Mookie, I do this for Toot. I do this for Deuce, and I do this for Quez. They say that it's smoke in these streets, they got money on me. Why the fuck I ain't ended up dead? Get off your ass and go do it yourself. Hey, I crip for the love, never use them for help. Been by my business, they know I'm a step in the sticky position, you know I'm a real gang.
Red dot, now that's a headshot.
All right, all right.
All right. That was Hood Rich.
Yeah. I like that.
And let's bring.
I like that too.
Yeah, let's bring my Carolina Hood Rich real quick. Are you there, Carolina Hood Rich?
Yeah, what's going on?
What up, Hood?
What up, man? What's going on? How y'all doing?
So, hey, we're blessed. I'm blessed.
Yeah.
I love Wednesdays. I love music time. I love to sit back and listen to people's stories and their knowledge of things and learn some things or learn not to listen to them again, one of the two. But, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what do you think, about Big V, his music?
Oh, yeah, that's amazing. I was actually tuned in to everything y'all was playing. I like everything y'all played from him.
Rich, how old is you?
I'm about to be 31 tomorrow, or really in a couple of hours.
Happy birthday, man.
And it's hard being a black man in North America. Man, 30 years old, man. It ain't easy getting to that mark, you know, right now with everything, man. And I started out a young rapper like that, full of fire, in my younger day. Like I said, sound like you on your way. You repping what you do?
Yeah, you know that. Appreciate that.
How many people come to the show when you do your thing? When you at home?
I ain't had too many shows, but most of the time I get a little crowd of 10 or more. Try to get more than 10.
But it's reach one, teach one, or is it on the opening level, or you kind of
opening, like just trying to get them all in there?
I can dig it. So you got more of a performance, or are you more a nigga around with your tape?
Move around my tape like that. I ain't really had too many performances, like. Because down here, like where I'm from Greenville, South Carolina, and it ain't too many opportunities with music out here. So we really just got to catch on to what we get.
You know, a lady down there named Felicia that does Black Tear Films, Geechee Productions, you heard of her? I was just in a movie of hers in South Carolina.
Say Geechee Productions, that's probably from Charleston.
Yeah. And I was down there, and I shot the movie down there in South Carolina. I had a grandfather role in a movie. And they were like, man, you just need to come down here, man, and get our youth moving, like get our young artists moving. And it's like demographically, who you going to sell that to? Like,
most cats that rep trap, they don't buy trap.
So, right.
So that's why I said that you got them coming in the club. Are they more of, okay, V, I heard you. I go, maybe I need to put a QA code on the strand and or a vape pen and get the money like that from 5,000 people, give you 20 or $40. They give you 40, it's 200 grand. Give you 20, you know, it's 100 grand. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And so if I'm you with what I heard, and it sounds like that small town, and that's how it is for most of us. Your rap remind me of where I'm at. You know, 20 liquor stores, 8 income houses, low income housing, 4 high school, right?
Yeah.
I either Job Corps or Army, work for the state, rap or the penitentiary.
Right? Exactly.
All right. Yep. So I come from small town blues like that. And a little older. And the thing, y'all got a college there where you at?
Yeah, it's a couple. Like, you got Clemson University, you got Furman University.
Clemson down Sugarloaf, man.
Excuse me?
Clemson, damn near Sugarloaf, ain't it? Damn near Atlanta.
Yeah, it's right. It's like right here beside Greenville. Well, yeah, you could say it's closer to Georgia, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, what I'm saying is like, you repping small town everywhere when I heard those bars. Now I was just trying to figure out how you going to move around and sell it and pair yourself with a brand that's moving around. Oh, shit, if you hit me anyway, yeah, you know, pay like you wait and just clean it up.
Ooh. Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
Yeah.
You got to get that. You got to get that actually in there to see, like, how you going to brand yourself.
Yeah,
and if you're going to join a brand, how you going to bring to that brand.
Yeah, like, women buy Plies records. They love Becky and Charlotte. And niggas play them too now, the boom. And white women and college students and conscious black folks play Nappy Roots and Outkast and Nelly. Like, your demographic sound like it's going to be Hood and Lil Knock Knock and Peanut Men with gold in their mouth. They play Bootsy, right?
Yeah.
That's what I say. And figure out how he's selling these folks this shit. And do they buy music? Because it's hard making something that you made it to catch a rally. Cat that eat Longhorn ain't gonna eat it.
See, what's so hard about music these days, like most of them, it seems like they sell it off of controversy or drama or violence.
I think they run it off of the people that they could sell it to by those things. Like, if your music scared me, I ain't gonna buy it. If I can't go home and go safe and knowing I'm a parent, I ain't gonna go see the concert.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That kind of narrow it down. But it's just who you selling it to. Who's your target audience? Or your core audience? And then you'll learn to do records like that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Biggie could rap his ass off until Public gave him Juicy. He's a mixtape rapper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the mixtape, bro.
Yes, sir. Like, a lot of my folks, they love Jada Kiss. And I'd be like, yeah, but the records, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Like.
Yeah. And, you know, Hood is, Hood is starting out again. He went through life. You know, like you were saying. And actually, when I spoke with him, I said, you know, this is what I've learned just from your music and what I can see. I personally don't know him, but I see that he's gone through struggles, and I see that he's had to get some things situated to where now he can do his music, you know. And,
yeah.
And you know, everybody everybody goes through, challenges every day.
Transformation. And he's going to be fine. He mentioned in the struggle, I was letting him know, that's where I started from. That's where you pick it up. And then walking with it, it turns to something else. You know how water get cold, it turn to ice.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Everything
still water. Yeah, it's still water. It's just frozen right now. That's why I was telling him to figure out how to get people around that 10. Turn that 10 to 100. And then he reach one, teach one. And anything I can do to help along, man, right here, young brother.
I appreciate that. Oh, order.
Yes.
The knowledge that you give is wonderful.
Thanks.
Because that's so important. It's so important that people share that. That's one thing, like I said, you know, that you can't get away from you. So you can't get taken away. Now, your body can take it away from you sometimes, but people can't take it away from you,
You don't want to go to the grave with that music or that gift inside you. And you walk in the same direction as most folk. And sometimes folk just need to be nudged. Like, if you go this way, that's a little easier. Like, if you take the eyes out of your bars, it will give it more power. When you say I something, it takes your breath when you rap it.
Yeah.
It holds space, but it don't give you nothing. It takes away from you. Like right now,
and you do have talent.
Yes, he does.
Well, I appreciate y'all for that, for real.
Yeah, great talent. I like the settledness of it. You sound like you were laying down. Didn't sound like you was reading. You sound comfortable.
Try to do it, man. Try to make sure, like, everything I make, I try to make sure the people going to feel it, not just me. I don't want to make music that I'm just going to bob my head to.
What you say?
I don't know, man. I think that's a good place to start, though. Definitely.
You got to fool yourself. Now, you got to like it. It's like cooking a roast. If you don't think the motherfucker no good, you ain't going to let the kids eat.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Well, man, keep doing your damn thing, man. And like I said, keep shooting your jumper, man. And I knew exactly where you was from when I heard you rap. I said, small town blues. I know us.
That's awesome. Okay, we're going to do a little quick recap from last week, and actually I think we have the artist wanted to jump on and say hey to everybody. But this is P-Funk. Y'all don't go nowhere. We're not done with you yet. But this is P-Funk, The Last Disciple 7-4, and this is I'll Survive. And let me know what you all think about this track. Here we go.
P-Funk.
So when I was a child, I spoke as a child.
1 Corinthians 13:11.
I understood as a child. When I became a man, I put away those childish things. Had to grow up. So it's been hard through this struggle. Really hard.
You would believe me if I told you about the life I'm living. They say I'll be dead by 18 or doing life in prison. My papa was a vice lord that never came home. So I had to pick up the pieces and be all grown. It was so hard my mom couldn't understand the man I beat. The fact the rest of the family, they turned their back on me. At first I'll admit I was stuck in this self-pity. Till I realized that life could be so shitty. And fuck this world cause I need nobody's sympathy. Cause God made me a man, I'ma stand to pick the beach. And I know in this world that I'ma die all alone. Cause I was born and struggled up in this danger zone. My papa told me, son, you gotta handle all your kids and do everything that you can, especially for the kids. Because if you don't, then you know you getting rolled over. And in this world you gonna look, but it's a cold shoulder. Cold.
about today. Talked about the sea. But I'll survive the day. I'll survive the sea. I'll survive the day.
It's a miracle, these devils hypocritical. Type of shit I'm spitting, nigga, it's just lyrical. The game from the top of the dome. It's far, cause I left the crib, homie, it was home, sweet home. And now I'm alone in this cold world. Who can I turn to when the motherfuckers treat battle and bruise you? Nothing to lose, a nigga had to pay all my dues. Right from wrong, in control, nigga, I cruise. I get to be in the G-Ride, nigga, the dump. I had to grab the pistol, had to go to the pump. And when I was in these streets, a nigga couldn't speak. Had to sell that dog food so my folks could all eat. My niggas in the discussion. If I look up to the sky, asking God to bless me. Niggas never seen the tears and the pain that I can hide. But my mama knows deep down started some cry. Cause last year was so hard, but I had to go on. I was shaking, started breaking, so I had to stand strong. And as a man, I did my best with the choices I made. And if these days get confused, crime, panic, with rage. But I know the world will never love me, nigga, for sure. And I might have to ride and represent the hood till it blow. If all my folks is gonna ride, nigga, gotta prevail. I don't will. See my niggas did no more on the sale.
Come on, nigga.
Shit been hard out here
today.
Man, barely surviving, nigga.
Talked about the sea.
And I've been pissed motherfucking poor.
But I'll survive the day.
I'ma make it tonight.
I'll survive the sea.
Worry not for tomorrow.
I'll survive
the
day.
The world through the day.
I'll survive the day. I'll survive the day.
I'll survive the day.
Without a minute myself.
Not me, MGV when you come on, you know.
Let's bring T Funk on real quick. Hey T Funk, you there?
Man, I'm here, Shells Baby and Maddie M, what's cracking today?
Up
hey. How are you, man?
Man, I'm excellent. You know what I'm saying? I'm focused on today. I'm focused on the vision and I'm just focused. I'd have been on a little bit earlier today, ladies and gentlemen, but I was shooting another music video, so I was kind of held up.
Right, yeah. Well, what do you think of T-Funk, Big B?
Vintage. Put me in the mind of, you know, like MTV's, come on. And then you would leave with some kind of sound in the video you were watching, staying in your memory, like, I'll survive the day. Do, 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 do. I'll survive the day. I just hear a live sax and some more instruments, man. I like to hear you re-record it and more sounds. But I love what I took away from you, son.
You know what's cool about what he's saying? I literally want to do more of a live band thing because I think a lot of artists have went astray from it. And thank God for groups like The Roots, you know what I'm saying? Because people are going back to the original and keeping, you know, they've always been a phenomenal group to me with that. And that's something I would gravitate to. But unfortunately, there's not a lot of people that is exercising these abilities to perform with, you know, actual bands.
I like what you do, man. I hear your big hook. I like to hear it broke down. And I was so blown away with the hook, I really didn't follow the words. But I'll survive the day. You feel me? You hit me in my jaw. And I love repeating your record. You dig it?
Hey, man, there you go. That's fucking, that's some confidence right there, man.
That's all I can tell you, man. I love repeating your shit. That's all I can tell you.
Thank you, man. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, we killing it, man.
Good. Man, good. Meeting a lot of people. And like I said, relationships, learning people, and music, and it's all about a feel. But that sound you got reminds me of when we was little boys and watching MTV.
Yeah, no doubt. So, P, you go back home, huh? Getting settled back in?
Yeah. Just going full throttle right now, man. Just making sure I can pick up some pieces, do what I got to do, stay relevant and prevalent to all this, and just keep providing some kind of content. You know, one of my biggest things is I try to give content that cooperates with the music. So, Big D, if you get a chance to see that video, you'll understand exactly where I'm going with it, because I think a lot of people now are real lyrically great lyricists, but then their content with their videos aren't collaborating with it, if that makes sense to you guys. Like, it's like they'll throw something, but it just isn't giving it – they're not putting as much effort as they did in their lyricism, I guess is what I'd say, because it would be like, okay, you're talking about this, but your video kind of contradicts what you're saying. You know, and I'd be a great example would be somebody like LL Cool J. Like, when he did the I Need Love, you could, like – for looking at the video with what he's saying, you it was engulfed by his lyrics with the content. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was a teenager, Grease Lightning.
Yes.
Yeah, I followed right. It, but I thought I was going to see Blondie and Fab Fab Freddy when I was listening to your shit. I swear, I seen Sunshades in a trench coat, hear me? And, just, you know, the way music used to, man, like I said, you put some things on when you sat by the radio and just think of how artists would look. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's like,
so you got that
late, right?
No, I can't wait for that. Yo, V, I can't wait for that video for that little sexual ditty you played earlier. I can't wait for that video, man. That goes along the line.
Didn't you know I was starring in that? No, I'm just kidding.
You can put that live instrumentation on. I'm waiting to hear a saxophone and bring them vocals up. You know, and double them and shit and put a few girls behind you. You know, I hear it.
So do you have any more tracks from Carolina?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to play one right now, actually. Hey, Rich, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what one you want to go with now?
So just taking in anything from y'all. Trying to remember what all I sent you. I think it was, I Do Shot Run.
Okay. You want to bring it in for us?
Bring it in.
All right. This is Carolina Hood Rich. And this is my song, Shot Run.
This what it gotta be. I'm a young nigga that's trying to make great out of poverty. Ain't no one stopping me, they trying to copy me. I mix the beat like it's pottery. Can't get on top of me, I'm pulling robberies. Ballin' like I hit the lottery. The fire ain't hot as me, this my philosophy. I'm in this world as a prodigy. This what it gotta be. I'm a young nigga that's trying to make great out of poverty. Ain't no one stopping me, they trying to copy me. I mix the beat like it's pottery. Can't get on top of me, I'm pulling robberies. Ballin' like I hit the lottery. The fire ain't hot as me, this my philosophy. I'm in this world as a prodigy.
I'm the best that ever came out my town. Sit there with my chest. Any nigga out here trying to bite my sound, I'ma lay on the wrist. I'm the shooter that won't let shit slide. I don't need a vest. We ain't even gangsta, why would I stress? Still here, I can say that I'm blessed. Made a little bread off of selling mixtapes. I hustle to death. Earn my stripes off of putting in my work. Official, no real. It's a murder if a nigga diss my gang. I do it myself. Shoot to the right with a flag on my left. Put that boy up there, your way on the shelf. Prime time, I'll be in the spotlight. They know I'm on go. Carolina Hood Rich, that's my name. And don't forget rolling. These a nigga really got snitch nine vibes. I detected the troll. Won't let you know when I'm strapped with that pole. Made a wrong move, I'ma let it be blow. This what it gotta be. I'm a young nigga that's trying to make great out of poverty. Ain't no one stopping me. They trying to copy me. I mix the beat like it's pottery. Can't get on top of me. I'm pulling robberies. Ballin' like I hit the lottery. The fire ain't hot as me. This my philosophy. I'm in this world as a prodigy. This what it gotta be. I'm a young nigga that's trying to make great out of poverty. Ain't no one stopping me. They trying to copy me. I mix the beat like it's pottery. Can't get on top of me. I'm pulling robberies. Ballin' like I hit the lottery. The fire ain't hot as me. This my philosophy. I'm in this world as a prodigy. Get rich, mind on a whole nother meal. I'm greedy as hell. Caught charges, I ain't fold on the damn game. I sat in the jail. All my life, I've been going through this damn pain. I'm living in hell. When I win, feel like I always fail. Like a dog, I'm just chasing my tail. Dealing niggas with the rap cap beef, bitch. I'm in the street. High smoke when I turn the fireworks on. You go to police. This what it gotta be. I'm a young nigga that's trying to make great out of poverty. Ain't no one stopping me. If anything, all these little niggas really should copy me. Know by the ounce, yeah, you know I'm trap king, and I've been having a pound. Any nigga try to shut the trap down, put that little hole in the ground. Feeling like my nigga Jay-Z. Now, who really gon' run this town? Been too long, they been keeping us down. Turn it up, break the knot when it's loud. This what it gotta be, I'm a young nigga that's trying to make great out of poverty. Ain't no one stopping me, they trying to copy me. I mix the beat like it's pottery. Can't get on top of me, I'm pulling robberies. Ballin' like I hit the lottery. The fire ain't hot as me, this my philosophy. I'm in this world as a prodigy. This what it gotta be, I'm a young nigga that's trying to make great out of poverty. Ain't no one stopping me, they trying to copy me. I mix the beat like it's pottery. Can't get on top of me, I'm pulling robberies. Ballin' like I hit the lottery. The fire ain't hot as me, this my philosophy. I'm in this world as a prodigy.
All
right. I hear you.
Small town. All right. Goddamn, we'll go Petey Pablo, huh?
Yeah.
Man, I swear, man, I can hear the small town blues. Boy, you just need to keep shooting your shot.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, that's way more motivation, especially coming from you.
Man, I tell you, man, you ain't but a sound of the way, bro. And then once you get the ball to go in, just keep shooting. It's muscle memory.
Right. Don't just dribble it. Shoot it, right?
It's muscle memory. The worst shot you can shoot is if you don't shoot the motherfucker at all.
Shoot and then you get the rebound. Then you get the rebound if you miss.
Yeah, shoot your jump up, boy. Don't let that motherfucker go. And like I said, man, you small town. That's what we listen to in the car. That's what it sound like when the Chevy pull up. Yeah. So that's why I say I can totally relate, bro. I can totally relate. You just need that hood. They're going to bring them all in the yard to you, you know, when you decide, okay, this is who I'm talking to.
Like, right, that real breakthrough track.
You just need that one single that they booking. You know what I mean? And like I say, come on the road. Keep telling you, we produce it for you.
Oh, no doubt, yeah, no doubt with that.
You know what I say? That's what we do.
Now, man, so holler, right? DM me, and we'll talk about your stuff. Maybe next step forward, shit like that.
Yeah. Okay. Come out, let's drug, smoke. Oh, I'll come out there and bring the team. And him is my homeboy. He in Charlotte. And we just did the verses for my birthday. He was versing music, Soul Child. And he was like, he was going on the road with Maxwell. And I was telling him, man, I got one more kid in the Nets. And she played ball and shit. And they just finish their little shit, you know, their tournament run and all. So, hell, I'm empty Nelson now. It's time to get back. So, I'll be your neck of the woods real soon, you know?
Yeah, and I'll be back and forth to Charlotte a lot, like weekend, every weekend.
Man, that's my spot. I like Charleston, too. Hyman's is my favorite seafood place down Chucktown.
Yeah, the fish people, the water people.
Yeah, good hush puppies and alligator sausage and shit like that. Yeah. Yeah, Jamaican food and shit like, you know, right. Jerk, red carrot, salt fish.
The real South. I know about the Geechee.
Yeah, just fried catfish, man. You get down there and create you something, man, like a hook where you feel comfortable with, you know, and won't fuck with it. And like I say, man, we produce. Jump on the motherfucker, whatever you need me to do. And,
yeah.
I say I'm going to have Jay reach out because he's in Carolina all the time. He does PR, him and Nikki. And I'll be that way all the time filming small films anyway, brother.
Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely stay in contact. I'm going to make sure I get everybody locked in because I'm serious about this, man. Like, too many people from here, where I'm from, it ain't nobody here who really done made this dream come true.
Well, you're there. You make your dream come true, man.
There's Timberland. There's shit, girl, I'm a fool. Memphis, Virginia, man. Oh, man, we got to get down that way and show our ass. And, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
put that hook out there.
Gotcha.
I know. Well, brother, you think I'm gonna have my people reach out. These phones are blinking. And man, thank y'all for talking to me on your platform. And you got a real team, man. They don't put me on the phone with no monkey. And shit, it's gonna be big. As the young nigga say less, OG. Say less.
Hey,
yeah.
We appreciate you coming by on the Sideways Show. And I appreciate your knowledge. I appreciate you as a person and everything that you've gone through that you share with us through your music. And what you do today for the youth and everything. Just thank you for being a good person and who you are.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Love having you on. Please come back anytime. Truly.
Man,
you got
thank
me.
Y'all, man. Y'all
real,
too,
appreciate
man.
It.
Too, for all the advice.
Peace.
And love.
And guys, man, we going to get up and y'all be blessed and small world. One.
All right,
man.
So, that was Big B with Nappy Roots, and wow, what a good, good interview! What a great bunch of knowledge. That was a dope interview, yeah. And Hood Rich, I'm glad that you took his information and you listened to what he says, you know. And
I locked in as he said something about the QR thing. I was like, oh, that is smart.
Yeah. No, everything you said, crazy fun. But, yeah, you got talent, Hood. You got to keep – sorry, I'll call you Hood. Your name's –
three. It could be Carolina, Hood, or Rich, but I appreciate that, bro. No cap.
Yeah. No, like I said, man, keep in touch. No kidding. So, Shells, we got another song.
I'm just trying to get there. I'm tired, man. I'm tired.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting tired. I'm older than I used to be.
I know.
You know, I'm going to kick your ass through the front. Anyway.
We're going to do another one for Camel on the Head, Rich, and we're going to do I'm the Greatest. You want to bring that one in?
Yeah, I got you. So this is Carolina Hood Rich, and they're about to play my song, The Greatest. And this is Right on Sideways with Shields and Maddie M.
Got all of it. Here we go.
Lando.
Y'all the wrong, the greatest.
No, I'm
not on the radio. They're my whole bus on.
We still got to shoot tomorrow, man. We got a lot done today, but we have to shoot tomorrow, too.
Well, that was dope, man. More often.
Was that you, though, Pedro?
Nah, that was my whole boy. That was one of my brothers I grew up with. His name ANT.
Well, we'll have to,
in 2 miles.
You'll have to send me the other one.
One is on the right.
And we'll get it tomorrow on OG show.
Okay. Yeah, that's my bad.
I just heard
so many calls on my phone.
Look at this.
Yeah. It's cool, man. I want you to kind of tell everybody your social media. And how they can get a hold of you.
All right, so on all platforms and social media is Carolina Hood Rich with a space in between it, Carolina Hood Rich. everywhere. You can contact me for booking and features or whatever you need at daisixzeroboy@gmail.com.
All right.
Right. Listen, C-Funk, you still with us?
I am.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, thank you for coming. I want to thank you for coming in on the show. You have any knowledge you would like to pass to Hoodrich here?
Man, shit, Hoodrich got it on lock. He's keeping that shit $1,000, and he's speaking from his soul. It gets no realer. And when you stand for what you stand for and you speak for who you are, man, success comes. Doesn't matter what they do to try to block you.
Yeah. I appreciate that bit, bro. And one thing I wanted to say about your track is real colorful, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Yeah, I appreciate
you. Exit.
Matter of fact, Carolina Rich, hit me on the motherfucking IG and shit so we can link up, man, because, you know, I'm always up that way. I got a homie called the 7-Foot Rapper out of South Carolina. So I'll be I'm out of North Carolina. I'm sorry, he's out of North Carolina. But I'll be up that way because I'm going to be doing a show with GMG up in South Carolina later this summer.
Okay, I'm definitely going to tap in with you.
Yeah, network is the best work, especially when real motherfuckers can pull up and really conversate. You know what I mean?
Definitely, definitely. Matter of fact, you want to give me your IG right now? Either I could follow you or whatever.
Yeah, give it to him. Shell got it all. She'll send it to you.
Peace. Yeah, I'll send it to you. It's P-Funk's Last Disciple 7-4, but I'll send it to you. Hey, Hoodrich, P-Funk's the only person that I got paperwork signed with that I work with, just so you know.
Okay.
So listen, guys, I'm going to wrap up this show because I'm on a back road, and we're going to get off here. We're running out of time. I appreciate everybody coming on. Appreciate you, P-Funk. Appreciate you. Carolina Hoodrich, Big V, we definitely appreciate you coming on too, sharing your knowledge. Enjoy every one of your all's music, and I love hearing your souls into it, and I want you all to keep grinding and shining forever.
To that, one.
I appreciate y'all too. I hope to do many more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we got to do, right?
Right.
All right. Good for that, Michelle. Good luck. Good traveling. Take it
easy. Thank you.
Safe travels.
Thank you guys so much. And everybody, don't forget to watch, to get back here tomorrow at 9 p.m., same time, same channel, and Power Talk with OG Vic Drama and Maddie M. Until this time next week, guys, this is Shelly's Shells. I'm kidding and talk. With Sideways, Michelle's and Maddie M. Much love.
Yeah.
Keep grinding and shining.
Good night, dear.
It's Sideways, Michelle's and Maddie M. Chasing dreams, they chasing clouds. Hold up, that's not what I'm about. Got a cancer diagnosis, and I'm watching me do the prognosis. So I keep pushing, as should you. Take some time to listen a few. Sideways, Michelle's and Maddie M. Thought you knew. Maddie M, he's straight T. He's been a long time in the industry. He's throwing weights while he opens gates. The music, he doesn't hesitate. Heard of him, think that makes sense. News and special guidance. Sit back, listen, we're coming in. GMG is real to me. Redheads is the progress. Cool boy, pop lock king. OG, Mac Drama, Brick Squad Mafia, 1017. Prophet, 1017. Yankee, Break Gang, just amazing gigs of 6 minutes. Malik, show got a criminal, NDB. RIP, Strap, Matt Strap, Young Tay, Eloy Cartel, RIP, Gata. Code Red, the villain, TV, 96 FG, Honey Blunt. Oh, I'm calling all kinds of lyrics to Vision, Kitty Thing.